little separate. Most of the time, little it wouldn't be, but it would be a nar room pretty long. No, it served the whole year round. There wasn't no changes.
Yeah, but it was away from the house, though.
Well, it joined the house. It was not in the main room, but still it was all joined up together. I've seen some of them was put away from the house, but not as a rule. I can recollect one or two. They might have a walk made out, you know, a little
shadow. That was called a dog trotter?
Yeah, a dog trotter, you know. Going out, say, like the back door.
Yeah.
And go, I don't know, maybe 10 steps or 15 steps, maybe 10 steps. And that'd be another little building, that'd be the kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
But most of the roof, it would all be on the same roof. That's most general. I think it was more practical, and I guess it was less expensive. I don't know how they raise such families, though, today, with the little rooms they had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you, people used to raise big families. It wasn't that much so with us in my family, because there was about three of us children when Mother died. But I could just name you families that had 8 and 10 or maybe, anyhow, 10 children. And I just know how to see how to put them. Oh, they got them squared away, but they did. They managed.
Now this out here is your
porch.
Yeah, front, yeah. But did you have in the back you'd have a back?
If you had it built like I told you, the back was all you had was the kitchen and maybe for your dining room, and there wouldn't be any more, wouldn't be nothing else back there but that.
Yeah.
But you'd always have your front porch. That's there wrong with it. If you didn't have a front porch, it wouldn't be a house. That front porch had to be there.
Yeah. Well, did you have a little, maybe a back little place where it wouldn't be much of a place, you just walk out there to throw the dishwater out or something like that, you know?
No, not much so.
Back stoop or?
Not very much so, no, so they did. Maybe the wood, but not too much.
Yeah.
So that was not considered very much.
The stoop or, yeah.
Yeah.
A room, say, off the kitchen where you'd store your canned goods or your extra dishes or something like that?
Well, most of that was taken care of right in the one part, what we call the kitchen. That taken care of the whole works, as far as ever I saw.
Did you have something where you might store food that was left over, a little place?
Well, they had what they call a safe. Mostly, it would just be a cupboard made on, say, like you'd take a 4x2x4 and stand up there about 7 feet, box it in, you know. It was nice made. You could buy those things, you know, factory made. Sometimes they'd have screen doors over them, sometimes it'd be glass, and they called them safes. That's where you put your food, what you stored. Had shelves in it, you know.
Would you ever put dishes in there too?
Oh yeah, huh? Yeah. Taking care of a lot of things like that.
Hmm.
I usually would have a drawer down there. Cross it maybe that far, and that's generally where your knives, spoon, forks would go, you know.
Now, what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're going to throw away, but you never got around to?
I don't know.
Did you keep a lot of old stuff around the farm? You know, farmers never throw away anything.
No, I agree with you. But I don't never know what they ever call it anymore. It was just discarded or...
just a bunch of
junk.
Trash.
But sometimes you'd go back and call on it. Maybe junk, you know, something, be something there you could use. Especially like for plow tools and things. You might need a bolt to get out of there or some part.